Chairperson, High Commissioner Grandi, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Bulgaria aligns with the statement of the European Union and its member states. At the EXCOM meeting last year and even the years before here in the Palais des Nations, we all shared concerns about the unprecedented levels of violence and human suffering around the world, the disregard for human rights, the violations of international humanitarian law. And we pledged to contribute and join efforts to reverse these trends. Today, having listened to you, High Commissioner, and to other speakers in this hall, I note with even greater concerns that not only the trends have not been reversed, but we haven't even been able to maintain the status quo, and the numbers of forcibly displaced persons are constantly growing. Russia's ongoing war of aggression on Ukraine, the deepening humanitarian and security crisis in Gaza and now in Lebanon, the situations in Sudan, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Haiti, Afghanistan and Syria, the appalling situation of the Rohingya, continue to raise serious concerns and to challenge the international community and its ability to prevent and respond adequately to the consequences. The spillover effect of the unfolding crisis to neighboring countries that were already hosting significant numbers of forcibly displaced persons need immediate action. We join others in calling for an immediate and focused action to address the root causes of forced displacement, full respect for human rights and humanitarian law and principles, and for providing unimpeded access for humanitarian aid and relief in a secure and sustainable manner. We would like to use this forum to express our deepest condolences to all those who have lost loved ones in the ongoing conflicts, including the families of the two UNHCR staff members who lost their lives in Lebanon last month. The UNHCR is not a peace-building unit, nor a development or climate change agency, but UNHCR's protection-oriented assessment on the ground and from the perspective of persons of concern to it is important in sensitizing the international response and solidarity, and we greatly value UNHCR's role in this regard. We commend the UNHCR for its determined efforts in finding workable solutions for effective, predictable, and timely emergency preparedness and response to the continuing increase of protracted and constantly expanding humanitarian and refugee situations in 2024, and we welcome the UNHCR's new policy on emergency preparedness and response. The Global Refugee Forum last year was an opportunity to take stock of our efforts and identify gaps in our joint and national actions and reflect on potential pragmatic approaches that will make a real difference on the ground and in the lives of refugees and their host communities. Being a host country ourselves and understanding the challenges that go with this, Bulgaria will continue standing in solidarity with refugee hosting countries. We are pleased to recall our new pledge made at the second refugee forum with regard to the increase of the number of resettled persons in Bulgaria. And in 2023, the Republic of Bulgaria joined the resettlement mechanism and is constantly pursuing its objectives. It will continue doing so in the future. Bulgaria welcomes the adoption by consensus of this year's EXCOM conclusions on durable solutions and complementary pathways, and thanks the UNHCR facilitators and the rapporteur Uganda for their work. Bulgaria also welcomes the commitment of the UNHCR to continue addressing in its assistance the concerns of persons in vulnerable situations, especially children, women and girls, and persons with disabilities, and to pursue inclusive protection, as well as to search for even innovative solutions for the millions of refugees, IDPs and stateless persons. We would like to inform in this regard that the project named Creating Alternative Solutions for Comprehensive Social Care Services for Unaccompanied Refugee Children in Bulgaria has been drafted by the Bulgarian State Agency for Refugees. The project is focused on the specific needs of the refugee children and their full inclusion in the community outside the reception centers of the agency. In view of the funding gap announced, let me reassure you, High Commissioner, in Bulgaria's continued financial commitment to the UNHCR's activities in support of hosting countries, refugee protection, and in pursuance of durable solutions. In conclusion, Bulgaria remains committed to the efforts to end statelessness globally. In this respect, we commend Kyrgyzstan and Turkmenistan for their successes in ending the known cases of statelessness on their territories, as well as Kenya for the progress achieved so far.